This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Ruth Drescher is a Paul Auster fan from way back, and when she heard about Auster's new memoir, Winter Journal, she read it right away.
He's approaching what he is calling the winter of his life, and it's a reflection that goes all the way back to his childhood. And what's so incredibly interesting about it is that the whole book is written in the second person. It's as though somebody else is speaking to him about his life. And it's strange. It's very strange. I found it so compelling. Now, some people might find that very off-putting.
I was going to say, that's a difficult trick.
Yeah, it is a trick. And in one of the reviews, it was referred to as a tricksy kind of thing. Hmm. But somehow, it really becomes extremely personal and very, very sort of dense in a positive sense. And it's compelling.
Are there other writers that you tend to come back to over and over again?
I've read several books by Ann Patchett. I had read the one that really kind of put her on the map, Bel Canto, which was kind of really a lot of fun. And then I read one that she wrote called State of Wonder. And I think if somebody had said, this is a book about the Brazilian jungle, I might have thought, oh, I don't know about that. Do I really want to read that? It was incredible. It was just magnificently written book, and talk about creation of conflict and all kinds of human interactions. So that has resulted in me wanting to pay a visit to the Brazilian jungle. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Do you have that experience often of being transported someplace and wanting to go there physically?
Yeah.
Or have you taken any trips as a result of something you read?
I've taken a lot of trips. I've been very fortunate. But I don't know that I've gotten that. Now, if in fact we do, we may just go to the Amazon jungle in Brazil next year. And if we do, it will be because of that book. Another book that I read within the past couple of years was E.L. Doctorow's Homer and Langley. There were a couple of very, very eccentric, wealthy guys who lived in New York. And I remembered them because I grew up in New York. The Collier brothers, that's what they were called. And, you know, if somebody got too messy, had too much stuff in their house, you would call them the Collier. They were getting to be the Collier brothers. But anyway, they were hoarders. One of them was. The other one was blind. And their parents died, and they left this mansion in New York. And neither one of them ever married or had a partner or anything. And the one who wasn't blind had, you know, piles and piles of newspapers, and this blind brother just had to learn how to walk through these paths. And E.L. Doctorow, I mean, he turned it into a novel, and it was a wonderful read. I really enjoyed that a lot. So, I always have things sitting around waiting to be read, and there's never enough time.
That is true. Well, thanks for taking the time to come in today.
Oh, it was really my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Ruth Drescher lives in Squirrel Hill. You'll find her original photography at drescherart.com. Lots more book picks and past episodes of this program can be found at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes. Tell us what you're reading by posting there or via Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.